In this second in the series of 9 short ideas, I continue to explore the inspiration of the late Abraham Heschel, who was asked 10 days before he died, what would he say to the youth of the world? And he said this: remember, there is meaning beyond absurdity. Know that every deed counts, that every word has power. And above all, remember, you must build your life as if it were a work of art. Here in this second part, I look at the challenge of meaning and hope. Part 2, Meaning and Hope. The months that followed my 18-year-old car crash into the reality of life's absurdity were leaden. Felt like I was wearing weighted boots and every step was hard, deliberate and joyless. I was in a hole and I needed to find a way out. No one was offering a hand up of any sort. I was left to figure it all out for myself. My friends did all go off to university, and I continued to feel the left-behind shame and loneliness that I'd had a foretaste of on results day. The acute rawness was repeatedly exposed each time I visited them for a day at their respective universities and met their new friends, drunk in the stories of their new adventures and surroundings and opportunities. Their lives were rapidly moving on. Mine wasn't. I'm sure I felt depressed in the bodily sense of that word, pressed down, confined, trapped, unable to move. In those months, I was picking through the rubble of what was meant to have been called the future. I got a part-time job for some cash, tried to salvage some of the subjects I'd failed, and more importantly, I set out on a new path, studying the subject that I really did want to learn, a subject that I chose and gave me great joy. The turning point, the hint of possibility of meaning beyond absurdity, came 3 months later. Normally, when one thinks of beyond, we see it as a point in the future or some location further down the road. What I discovered, as the pain of absurdity dug deep, was that beyond wasn't in the future. It was now. It was in myself. And it was stronger than the pain. I discovered that, for me, beyond meant learning new perspectives on myself and my world and nurturing new levels of seeing. The ancient Christian saying was, unless you're born again, you can't see. It wasn't about what I was doing or where I was heading so much as what I was now seeing. The dissident writer and leader Vaclav Havel once wrote, hope is not the conviction that something will turn out well, but the certainty that something makes sense, regardless of how it turns out. This is the meaning beyond absurdity. So in those gloomy autumn months, something slowly started to shift in me. While I still felt low, something was changing. Not in my circumstances, but within myself. The internal scenery of my mind was starting to evolve. It was the birth of a different kind of hope. The first step in discovering the meaning beyond absurdity. What was it that stirred up this first glimpse of hope? In that December, 3 months on, I was invited to a school reunion. Understandably, the thought of it filled me with mixed emotions. It would be a reconnection with old friends, but also a reconnection with shame. My friends' successes, all brought together in one room, would be a mirror to my own failure. Why would I put myself through that again? But I did. And I went to the event and remembered nothing about it except that I met Hazel, a gentle, well-grounded friend who I'd travelled through 7 years of schooling with. What created hope that evening? Love. I don't mean falling in love. I mean the love of feeling totally accepted. It could have easily been the love of empathy or kindness, or, as I've witnessed thousands of times since, the love you experience when someone looks you in your defeated eyes, probably for the first time in your life, that tells you that you, yes, you, have amazing potential. Ultimately, all change, all transformation, for all youth, rich or poor, is rooted in relationship, not theory. It's rooted in love, not spreadsheets and action plans. That evening, I left the conversation with Hazel feeling like I was, after all, okay. I really was okay. My failure hadn't written me off in the eyes of others, and so I could look upon myself with more kindness. My failure wasn't final. Who I was, the friend whose qualities she'd enjoyed in the past, still existed as far as she was concerned. I had been seen and not rejected, as I had rejected myself. There were no fireworks that evening, no fanfares, but I had experienced love and acceptance for the first time in months, and that experience awoke a real, tangible hope. A hope that enabled me to move on and be ready to see and receive the opportunities that soon followed. It was a new hope that opened me up to the possibility of learning new ways to live my life beyond the limiting scripts of absurdity. It was this lifting of the trapdoor that drew me gently towards the daylight of new possibilities and deeper insights into the meaning of my life. Personal life leadership, the discovery of transcendence, the confrontation with ego, and the importance of mystery.